This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. What's it like out on the campaign trail? We're going to be checking that out with candidates for governor over the next couple of months. For Democrat John Bel Edwards, unlike Vitter, Darden, or Angell, who've held statewide posts, it's a constant round of introductions of himself.
I'm known more than you might think, but I've got the most room to grow.
And his wife.
This is my wife, Donna.
How are you, Donna Edwards?
She's a public school teacher over there.
And his political party.
If they think that party is what's going to drive them to vote, ask them if they're satisfied with what they've been getting.
I caught up with Edwards just past the midpoint of his statewide tour last week. On his campaign bus, I asked what he's learned so far.
In Lake Charles, an 88-year-old retired school teacher had driven up from the coast. She says, Mr. Edwards, please tell me that you're going to make sure that the money we get for coastal restoration is going to be spent on coastal restoration.
Edwards says that's confirmation that branding himself as the anti-gender candidate is the right tactic. But he says it also reminds him that lawmakers have surrendered much of their power to the executive branch, for example, by opting out of the constitutionally required veto override session every year.
Even if you don't, in every case, vote to override a veto, we should go back in and give serious consideration to it as part of our obligation to the people of Louisiana to exercise the authority that the Constitution affords us.
Edwards said while as governor he might not like the results, if elected, he would encourage the legislature to be independent. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.